As we wind down this month, we are on Rancho Cucamonga today. 176,000 people, 42 churches listed, located at the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. On the south is Upland, from the south side. Upland is to the west, Fontana to the east, Ontario to its south. Money Magazine ranked it as the 42nd best place to live. Additionally, leadership boards at churches have the hard task of connecting different personalities to work towards a similar vision and mission, with unity and cooperation while tactfully being open and honest. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? Father, we thank you for your word, that how pleasant it is when your people get together as one, when they are unified. You even prayed that you and your Father are one, and prayed that we would be one as you and your Father and the Holy Spirit are one. So God, we pray for leadership teams, that that's the word that would come across, that instead of them being a board that's pointing fingers at, accusatory, critical, proud, arrogant, that instead, Father, that they would be graced and clothed in humility, recognizing each one is important, valuing each other's opinions and ideas, that there be openness and authenticity and honesty, that people would be able to share what they see from their perspective. But more importantly, may they start and end with prayer. May they realize it is all about you and what your work is and what you want to accomplish for the church that you've put them in. So we pray, God, you would grant them wisdom from your word, that they would spend time in the word before, during, and after the meeting, that they would speak boldly on behalf of you, Lord, that they would find consensus in their decisions. Pray for creative ways to help the church grow externally and internally. They would honor God in all their decisions, that they would have patience and grace with each other, that they would have camaraderie and a teamwork vision, that they wouldn't carry offenses but would forgive, that they would address issues and not people, and cast vision and support leadership, divine wisdom and understanding. And we lift up the 40 plus churches in Rancho that were listed. And we ask, God, that you would help them to unite, that they would pray together, that the pastors would unite for more laborers for the harvest, for revival and unity, for boldness to share the gospel, for older generations to still see their purpose, that those not attending since the pandemic, that they would find ways to attend, innovative ways to reach the lost, that the media, that a church would also find ways to reach people besides the face-to-face, that there wouldn't be a sense of being alone, that there's a lot of places for older people, assisted living and that sort of thing. We pray for them as well, that the churches will reach out to them in some way and minister to them, that there would be a need to connect with others, insights for prayer, that there would be a lack of people would feel like they are one, peace versus fear, connection over isolation. We pray, God, that there would be humility over pride. And we pray, God, for growth and movement among the people that are there. We pray that the intercessors will rise up and call this their city. And we say, Jesus Christ, you are Lord of Rancho Cucamonga. And we pray, God, that every church that is called by your name will see growth this year, water baptisms, people come to know Jesus, and lives transformed and set free in the name of Jesus. Amen.